The Metis Tech Show.
Welcome to the Metis Tech Show, a show for HVAC professionals by HVAC professionals.
The Metis Tech Show.
All right, so we had a podcast yesterday with MESCA and members of MESCA, which is the Mitsubishi Electric Canadian, Mitsubishi Electric Sales Canada. And of course, we talked about poutine and the importance, they brought up the importance of the right type of curds on the poutine. It has to be squeaky curds.
Yeah, which was nothing like what I expected it to be.
Squeaky.
So, Dustin, you have a friend in Wisconsin?
Actually, my buddy Adam moved down from Wisconsin
to
go to work with me at a former distribution network that I used to work in. And the first thing he did when he came down is he pulled out these cheese curds, and he was like, these are the good curds. They're squeaky. And I was like, I have no clue what you're talking about, but whatever. So he goes into my kitchen, he grabs some cornstarch, and he just went at it. He got the oil going and started making his cheese curds. I didn't even know you could fry something with just cornstarch. I thought it had to have flour in it. I'm from the South, right?
Right.
And this guy cooks up these cheese curds and puts them out in front of me, and it was the best stuff I think I ever put in my mouth.
Yeah, cornstarch really gives it that crispy.
Yeah.
There's a way to make oven fries with cornstarch that makes them crispy. Like they're deep fried. So I knew that, but I didn't know. I've never cooked cheese curds. I've eaten them. I love them. But
it's a thin batter as compared to, like, you know, the thickness of the flour. So it's a different. You get more of the cheese flavor.
Yeah. And the squeaky is because, not what I thought it was, it's because it has to squeak when you're chewing on it.
It does have to squeak when you're chewing on it. Yeah.
I thought something totally different.
Yeah, so I was in lacrosse for some training at the training center some years ago, and I had to go through the airport, and they're used to seeing people come home with cheese at the airport. So the cheese I had was sharp cheddar, and it was wrapped in this gray wax, and it was a perfect square. So it looks like a block of C4. So they pulled it out of my backpack, and
that's what you want to go through airport security with.
Yeah.
Cheese curds and sausage. Both of them look like bombs. That's great. Yeah.
Yeah. That's, in fact, Central Wisconsin Airport is the only airport I've ever been in when TSA asks everyone, you have any cheese or sausage in your bag? You know, no, why?
Just to make sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So welcome to the Metis Tech Show, everyone. We are at the 2023 DSG Conference. Podcast is set up here, and we have Dustin Ketchum on the show. And we're going to talk about the Diamond Contractor Program. Paul, we have Paul Shaves on the show.
Hi, everyone.
And myself, Steve Pimentel. Paul, kick it off.
All right. Yeah, so Dustin, so what is, you know, how, give us a little bit about yourself, your background, what's your title, what do you do, how long you've been with Metis?
So I'm like a lot of guys probably at this conference. I grew up in the business. My dad brought me out on a service call when I was 9 years old, and I had to start handing him tools. You know, hand me those pliers with the blue handles.
Yep.
Hand me the red snips. And just learn from that. You know, they're not blue handle pliers.
Hold the flashlight.
Channel locks. Yeah, hold the flashlight. Or I'm going to put together this plenum. You go all the way over there and run this flex. So from 9 years old up, I was in the industry, right? And I had some hiccups in high school. Didn't finish the way that it should have. I was a bright kid, but I had some issues. But coming out of that, I was able to go to technical college and get my associate's in refrigeration.
Nice.
And got a service truck, got out in the field, and figured out my aptitude. Even though I was a good service tech, I was also really good at sales. So that transitioned me into a real estate career for about 6 years. And when the recession hit, I ran back to HVAC because it was recession-proof, right?
Yep.
You know, it doesn't matter what happens. Everybody wants to stay comfortable. So what ultimately happened is I ended up being a counter guy and worked my way up from the counter to branch manager, territory manager, the area sales manager with Mitsubishi, and now the residential contractor program manager for Mitsubishi. It means a lot to have that background, have that knowledge, know what the contractors are going through, You know, we talked a little bit earlier. You've got to listen more than you talk, especially when you're dealing with contractors. First off, because contractors like to talk about themselves a lot, right?
Yeah, and like, they like to talk in general.
That's right, yeah. So I guess as I've matured as a salesperson, it just came down to let me ask questions, find out what these guys are thinking, what they like, what they need for their business, and then you can provide solutions. And yeah. I think that's what's helped out with the contractor program and you know, having some say-so in the contractor program is we spend a lot of time listening. This last year, we've done 4 roundtables. We've touched over 60 different contractors in those roundtables. And through those roundtables, we found out what they want in the program. We're doing a follow-up next week with those same contractors to show them kind of the goods, what's going into the program for 2024. We're going to get their blessing before we officially announce everything that's going in, which will be in November, the contractor community signs.
All right, cool. Yeah, I think I'm going to one of them. So give us a little more, like an overview of the program. You know, who can join? Obviously, it's a contractor program, Diamond Contractor, so it's contractors. So,
right.
So what are the requirements to join? Who can join? And a little general overview about the program itself.
So being two-step distribution, our primary customer tends to be distribution, right? They're the ones that buy the equipment from us and everything. So we lean on them a lot to choose who they want to be in the program. Fortunately for us, we've got a really awesome group of distributors. We have some great distributor partners, and their teams do a really good job of bringing us high-quality contractors. For all the vendor partners that we have in the program, which is another piece of the puzzle, they always tell us that we have the most sophisticated contractor base. Our current finance partner, Synchrony, we've got the highest average ticket, and we've got the highest approval rate of any of the other HVAC manufacturers.
Oh, wow.
Oh, good.
And that says a lot about who distribution brings to the table for us, right? So, I mean, it's typically from being a territory manager for Mitsubishi through Trane, when I was at Trane, we were always looking for guys with clean trucks, nice websites, good Google reviews, and then, you know, just the presence of mind to make sure their guys are trained and they're clean cut and, you know, That's what you want. You want professional, right? I think there was a statistic that I heard the other day that the 5-star ratings that you see on Google, 90% of the time, the word that's mentioned is professional. So as long as you're handling yourself appropriately and you're treating the customer right, you're going to get 5-star reviews. So if you're looking for a good contractor, all you really have to do is go look and see what the reputation's like online.
Yeah. Yeah, because the best advertisement for any contractor is word of mouth.
That's right. It's not a
Facebook page. It's not a TV commercial, a radio spot. It's word of mouth. That's the best advertising you can
do. As a service tech in a truck for 20 years, 20 plus years, you have to build a relationship with that customer, and there has to be some trust in there. And once you do that, you're going to get great reviews.
Yeah. Definitely. I know it's a Southern thing, but I would always tell guys, you know, you show up, you might be late because your last call ran over. But as long as you're leaving with a glass of sweet tea in your hand and they got a smile on their face, you know you did a good job as a service tech. And that's one of the things I miss about being in the field is the interaction with consumers, because it is nice to be able to flip them from angry and hot or angry and cold. And then by the time you leave, they're just as happy as they can be because they're comfortable again. So.
Right.
So the sweet tea barometer.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. The sweet tea gauge.
Yep.
If you don't leave with sweet tea, something's wrong.
All right. So if I'm a contractor and I'm in the Diamond Contractor Program, what are some of the benefits for me?
Well, some of the benefits are you get leads, right? We in the past, we've called them free leads. They're not free. They cost us a lot of money, right? We spend a lot on marketing for those. But I think that's probably one of the most important things that the contractors get from us. They also have access to all of our marketing and digital assets, which is something that marketing spends a lot of time on as well. There's 12-12 warranty, which is an enhanced warranty when they register the equipment. If they're a Diamond Contractor, they get an extra 2 years. Free literature, which also costs money. So, you know, they get literature.
And just to be clear, we're talking about a residential Diamond Contractor.
We're talking about a residential Diamond Contractor. Yeah.
There is a commercial Diamond Contractor program, but that's not you.
And my buddy Mike McMull on the commercial side runs that program. They do a really good job. They actually limit their program to a certain amount of contractors. We're still trying to grow the Diamond Contractor program just because we're catching up with our unitary partners. And now that we have ducted product especially, we're starting to try to grow our share of wallet. But, the benefits are ever-changing. We do know what the contractors like the most, though, just from some of those roundtables. The enhanced warranty, the free leads, those go a long way. there's going to be some exciting stuff coming out that, that we're going to talk about in November at the Contractor Community Summit. Mm-hmm. Well, I can't show my cards yet.
Yeah, keep them wanting more.
That's right.
Yeah. So if you want, you know, more information, we'll get it in November.
That's right. So beyond benefits, right? We've got three tiers in the program. We've got the standard dealer, which is kind of the entry level guy who may be new to ductless or mini splits in general. Those guys come into the program. They begin selling the product. And they see how good the product is. They go through training, and they kind of get, you know, I don't know, engaged in the program, right? If they're a good contractor and a good fit for Mitsubishi, then they tend to move up to the preferred level pretty quick. It's not too difficult. You participate in some marketing programs. Your purchase volume goes up. You go to your training. And if you do those three things, you're pretty much going to move up to the preferred level. Now, once you get to the preferred level, that's probably the biggest stepping stone is going from preferred to elite, right? The preferred guys are kind of in that middle ground. I don't want to call it a purgatory, but you know, and it doesn't mean they're middle of the road. They're just contractors who are kind of getting their hands dirty and getting more into the mix of what a mini split does and how to do whole home applications and different things like that. So they're starting to learn how to really use our product and wrap their head around what all Mitsubishi can do. So they end up being exposed to more training. Their purchase volume tends to go up, and then they participate in more of our marketing programs because they're involved more, right? That automatically moves them into the elite category. When they start showing that they have an emphasis on training, they want their guys to be the best, and they can do whole home applications without having to lean on the DSGs, hopefully, right? Or our four-tiered system of tech support. Once they get to that elite level, then there's a lot more benefits in there. Stuff like the Make It Right system. The Make It Right system is if you've got a DOA or a failure within the first 90 days, you can get a free indoor or outdoor unit. No questions asked. We only trust the elites with that because we know the elites have had the training. They're going to troubleshoot. They're going to make sure that it's actually something wrong, and they want to make it right.
Wow.
So just real quick, a question on the training.
Yes.
Are they required to attend the training before they move to the elite, or did they become elite because they've attended certain training?
They become an elite because they've taken certain training. Okay. Their training hours are to a point that they've got enough points on our scorecard, which if you're a diamond contractor or a ductless pro already, you know what the scorecard is. For those who don't know what the scorecard is, you can't just arbitrarily be put in our program and be an elite. You've actually got to work for it. You've got to earn it. And from our roundtables, we know that's what the guys like. They like the fact that you can't just come into the program and be an elite. I can go buy another manufacturer program and be top tier just because I spent the money. With us, if you're not putting in the work, if you're not doing the training, if you're not running our promos and marketing programs and different things like that, you'll never be an elite contractor. Yeah.
And coming, getting back to the benefits for a little bit, we don't charge them for training. They have a certain amount of trainings that they can attend each year.
That's right.
No, we don't charge them for that.
Yeah, $720 worth of training credit if you're an elite.
Oh.
$480 if you're preferred and $240 if you're a standard contractor. So. No,
and that's at any one of our 11 training centers that Metis owns and operates.
And we're hopefully in 2024 going to open that up to all Mitsubishi approved training centers. Yeah. That's right, MATCs.
MATCs, which we have. Last time I checked, we have 99 of them throughout the country. It actually includes the International Business Unit as well.
Yeah.
But we're growing that. Every month we add more training centers. So,
yeah. So if you can't get to training, maybe you live in like Alaska. Yeah.
Yeah. Or exactly. Even you can get the training in Hawaii, though.
You can get the training in Hawaii.
You can get the training in Hawaii.
That's good. You know, we're looking for people who want to get out and do things different, right? Getting into mini splits in general, you're already kind of leading the market, but we believe in disrupting the market, right? We don't just want to do what everybody else is doing. We want to do things different so that everybody else is following us. We're leading. And we're going to be doing a lot of that with the program. Like I said, I can't show my cards for November, but I think everybody's going to be really excited to see everything that's going to be in the program for them to utilize going into 2024, and then we're going to make it even better for 2025.
Now, I'm looking forward to November myself. And as far as joining the program, I think you touched on this at the beginning. The distributors select who's going to join the Diamond Contractor program. So it's not, hey, let me call Dustin and see if I can get in. This comes through the distributor that nominates them or approves them. How does that work?
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, territory manager, account manager that works for the distributor, that guy's out in the field. He's got a book of business that he's growing all the time. They've got really good relationships with their contractors. They know who's the best. They know who's got the highest potential, highest aptitude. And they go out and they find those guys and they say, hey, you know what? I think you'd be a great fit. And so, like, when I was the ASM in Georgia, the area sales manager for Georgia, territory manager would call me and say, hey, Dustin, I've got this guy. You need to come meet him. And so they do bring Mitsubishi to the table to make sure, and we vet them, and we make sure that they, you know, they got their head right, they got their head in the game, and they're ready to make the leap. So distribution brings them to us. We kind of vet them, and then if we feel like they're going to be a good fit, we get them into the program as a standard. They do some prerequisite training, the two-day M&P. We've got some residential application training they have to do. In the future, they're going to take some DSB classes. Which will be something I think is going to kind of help us with making sure that the jobs are done right.
And that's a Diamond System Builder design software, for those who don't know.
Yeah, that's right. Kind of checks your work for you, right? Wish I'd had that in high school.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
So, Dustin, there's something called the Mitsubishi Experience. Does that involve the Diamond contract? Does that involve you at all? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So one of my cohorts in the channel development is Michelle Wright. Michelle Wright has taken over the Mitsubishi Experience. And what the Mitsubishi Experience is our distribution network will find, you know, either potential Diamond contractors or existing Diamond contractors who kind of need to see the light. And the Mitsubishi Experience is where they can come into Sewanee. They will get a tour of the facility. They get to meet a lot of the key stakeholders. A lot of times Mark Koontz or Andy Kelso will come in and kind of prime them, get them excited. Brennan Williams can step in, the VP of the residential business. He'll step in and come in and give them a good talking. But they get to feel what it's like to be a part of the Mitsubishi family, and they get to see a lot of the product hands-on, in person. They also get to meet engineers or you know, people like Steve may go in and do a presentation.
Yep.
So it's just a good way to get people who either may be sitting on the fence or who are new to the program to, you know, kind of get a feel for what it means to be a part of the Mitsubishi family.
Oh, right. That sounds interesting. I've actually been to a couple of those, and the people that I've seen walking around there, they're having a great time. They really enjoy that experience.
Yeah, and we do some stuff outside of Sewanee as well. They may get to go, you know, do some top golf or race some go-karts, you know, different things like that around the office, because there's a lot to do in Gwinnett County.
Yeah, there's a lot up there.
Yep.
Well, thanks. That's a good
I learned a lot. This is amazing because I get these questions in class, and I don't know how to answer them, how the Diamond Contractor Program works, and this is just so informative.
And that's one of the reasons we invited you on. I've had more than one comment just recently where people ask me about the Diamond Contractor and say, hey, you know, they hear my voice. Your voice sounds familiar. We listen to the show. Can you guys do a podcast on the Diamond Contractor program? So then Steve and I were talking, and we're here, and you're here, so we just grabbed you.
Yeah, man.
Because I talk about warranty in class. I'm talking about the 1212, and that gets, you know, a lot of Diamond contractors in the class, but some aren't. And they're like, well, how do I become part of this?
Yeah,
this is great because this gives me the information I need to answer those questions.
And I think that's huge. You're a Diamond contractor. You install equipment in a single family residence. Right? Just for being a Diamond contractor, that warranty on that equipment is now 12 years.
That's right, because we trust you. We know you're going to do a good job installing it. We want to reward you.
That's good. That's awesome.
I got one more plug I need to make, and y'all mentioned warranty. We've got a company called JB Warranties, mm-hmm. and this kind of is a testimony to how reliable our equipment is. With JB Warranties, they're an extended labor warranty company. They can give you basically peace of mind, right, for the homeowner that you never have to worry about labor cost, right? So you buy a car, the radio goes out, you bring it to the dealership, and they don't make you pay for it. People want that same experience with their heat and air, right? They if something breaks, if a fan motor goes out, a capacitor goes out, they don't want to have to worry about that stuff. They just bought it. They want the contractor to come in. They want them to fix it. We have the lowest pricing with JB Warranties out of any other manufacturer. For a 12-year labor warranty, which is a 10-year labor warranty with a standard unitary manufacturer, sometimes as much as $1,200 to $1,400. For a 12-year warranty, for an extra 2 years on top of it, we're hovering around $400 or $500.
Wow.
So we're about $1,000 less.
Wow.
And that just speaks to the reliability and the satisfaction that people get from.
Yeah, and the quality of our contractors.
Yeah, so I know that messed up the end there.
That's okay.
Kind of roll it out, but I just had to plug Synchrony and JB just because they're such good partners.
All right, well, good. Well, thank you. Thank you very much for joining us. I don't know if you're going to stick around for some of the conference or if you're going to go back.
I've got
to
a
the
full
office.
Day, man. We are in we're in finish mode. So I don't know if you ever do construction, but it's kind of like when you build out a project and you feel like you're getting to the end and everything's framed up, the sheetrock's on the wall, and you're like, oh my God, now I got to do the trim and the wiring. And so we're doing the trim and the wiring and the touch up paint.
And then there's the punch list.
That's right. Yeah. We're getting down to the nitty gritty, and that's the important part, right?
All right. Well, good. Well, thanks again, Dustin, for joining us. I agree with Steve. I learned something quite a bit about the program, too, because I was at a loss for explanations.
This was great.
All right. Enjoy,
guys.
Take care.
Yes, sir. All right. Have a good conference.